On this Labor Day, let's look at the possibility that California may soon require that all publicly traded companies have at least one woman on their boards. State lawmakers passed the bill last week. It still has to be signed by Governor Brown. It applies only to companies based in the state and would make California the first state with such a law. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money and the podcast Better Off, is here. Jill, happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day to you.
And I have to say, this is the kind of story that some people are going to be horrified. How can you require companies to do that? And others are going to be horrified that you have to. It's hard to picture boardrooms filled with men and not one woman, but apparently that's the problem. How would the law work? What's the penalty if you don't have a woman on your board?
Well, it's very interesting. So again, this is the first state in the United States that is considering this, though there are many European countries that already have similar measures. So the way that this would work is essentially that you'd have to have at least one woman on your board if you're a California-based company by the end of next year, on boards of five or more directors, two or three women by the end of 2021. And the financial penalties are kind of interesting. It would be equivalent to the total average cash compensation for all of the existing directors for 1 year if you don't comply.
Oh, boy. Okay, so there are opponents to this. California's Chamber of Commerce, for instance, what do they say?
Well, you know, a lot of the business lobby really is against anything that is a hard quota based solely on gender. Now, while they're saying that, look, this only takes into account one element of diversity, it ignores race, potentially it could displace an existing board member. And one of the things that's really interesting, though, is that although we know from tons of research that the performance of a corporation improves when you have at least three women on the board, there are still far too many companies that have all male boards. In fact, among firms in the Russell 3000 index, that's most public companies on most U.S. exchanges, 17% still have all male boards.
Well, and as the opponents have been saying, of those all-male boards, one might be a minority male that might get displaced. In other words, they're arguing that it shouldn't just be based on gender, which is has been the argument against quotas, you know, for decades.
So here's what I hear. I'm often asked by some companies to host events. And when we talk about board diversity, what they'll tell me is this nonsense, which is essentially, well, we can't find enough qualified people. And the reason is it's circular reasoning. Mm. All they do is seek women who have already had board experience. And since we know that that number is so tiny, it's hard to find that. So it becomes self-perpetuating. And I think what the California rule could do is try to break that cycle.
But you mentioned other countries have these requirements. States have aspirational laws, in other words, urging people to put more women on their boards. Has that worked at all?
Obviously not. I mean, that's the problem. Yes, it's aspirational, but maybe we're going to have to see big investors push this. Right now, State Street Global Advisors, BlackRock, they have actually pressed firms with all male boards to change, and in some cases, they have withheld their proxy votes. Look, we've got to have carrots and we have to have sticks.
Jill Schlesinger, a business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.